And then the rabbit walks in, says, "That's not my carrot." Oh shit!
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, you missed the first part. I'll tell you later.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are gonna go into business, Michael. Business, please.
Yes. As always, this is an absolutely free podcast. So if you want to show any support whatsoever, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First off, please go to the Facebook page, like and share our Facebook page. And then also, if you get our podcast through iTunes, which the majority of you do, do us a couple things on that one. One, subscribe to the podcast so you get the podcast automatically when it becomes available every Friday morning. You don't have to do anything for it. And then also give us a rating and write a quick little review for us. That would be awesome if you would. Also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
At Comes Natural Pod.
Correct. Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. So Comes Natural, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. We don't have a special guest
today.
No
guests.
So. Fuck everybody else. It's just the homies.
This is what the podcast was supposed to be.
Well, yeah. The board can handle another mic, so I bought one.
Nice.
Can anybody actually handle another mic?
No.
Microphone?
Yeah, yes. We'll go with microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so today's episode, we are doing favorites.
Favorites.
So this episode, we're going to do favorites of childhood cartoons. So cartoons that we grew up watching. So there's going to be a big gap in some of these because my first one was out before someone was born.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun.
Yeah, it probably was out before I was born, too.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
Because
Joe's the young one.
Yeah.
Mentally.
I think that's debatable.
The mind of a child.
Well.
I think that's actually wrong as well.
No.
Like, he's a goddamn rocket scientist, Joe.
I have the childhood wonder.
Of wanting
he
to be
still
a space
wants
pirate.
To be
wanting
an
to be
astronaut.
A space pirate.
So I feel grown men who want to be an astronaut.
Are
either astronauts or childs.
Childs.
You're a childs.
Apparently I'm more than one.
Yeah.
That explains why
I'm
so tall.
You're like three childs in a bodysuit.
why do you always
find my zipper?
why do you always wear that trench coat?
And that weird hat. And why do you have three knees? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Weenie.
Walk around like he's unbalanced.
Gross.
It's a pretty big knee. It's not a weenie.
It's a weenie.
You
get
made
it?
A big dick joke. Because Joe's got a big dick.
Look for the nicknames episode to figure that one out for yourselves. Goddamn rude over here. So we will start with Michael.
I am root.
I have root. So Michael, what's the first one you want to bring up?
We're doing cartoons on this one. My favorite cartoon of all time is Batman the Animated Series.
I'm gonna save the old time for last since we're doing 2 weeks.
I said cartoon. My favorite cartoon of all time.
I know, but like no, I meant like I was gonna do like one and then my favorite.
Oh, you want me to start with a bang and end with a whimper.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to do it. So it's already ruined now. So Batman animated series, go ahead.
Like your sex life.
Start with the bang and end with a whimper.
That seems awkward. Like,
do you whimper after sex?
I would hope not.
If it could be categorized as a whimper. It may just be like a sigh.
Tears of joy. Thank you,
no,
Lord.
No, my olfactory ducts don't work, so like I don't really cry anymore.
It's just snot, and you're out of breath.
Gross. Get the bubble for me.
Are you like Freudian slip? Like, are you thinking about your own life or?
No, I make tears
because I edit that out of my videos.
My tears work. So
yeah, tears for my penis.
Penis tears.
Anyways, back
so
to
cartoons.
Animators. Remember how we weren't going to get distracted because we want to get through this quickly? And then
45 minutes. This is going to be a 45
go.
Minute long.
Go.
So Cody,
go.
Stop. Yeah.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was. You kept interrupting me every time I was about to talk.
I didn't say
shit. Again, there you go. Listen, now, are you done?
So Mike's.
No.
Mike, I'm going to go ahead and talk for Mike. His favorite cartoon of all time, Turtles.
Batman the Animated
Series. Turtles. I just named it Turtles.
No, it's Batman the Animated Series. I'm confused as to what's going on. Do I have an opinion on this? Or
nope.
No? Okay.
You have an opinion. They're wrong normally, but you have an opinion.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is awesome.
Okay, which show do you want to talk about right now for yours? Your first one,
Batman the Animated
Series.
Okay,
go.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. No,
yeah. Reasons that you like it so much, like.
All right. We'll stop fucking around. Batman right. The Animated Series. Mainly because I think I saw some of it on original run, but it was on reruns for forever. Years and years.
They even had the Batman and Robin one after they did the original run.
Yeah, which all kind of just mushes together as the animated series. And then that morphed into
Superman Batman Adventures.
Yeah. Superman Batman Adventures, and then the Batman Beyond further down the road. It was all pretty much same writing team, same for the most part, artists same and stuff. Group. Yeah. I think my favorite thing about it, what initially like grabbed me about that was the animation on it. Was like, it's still my favorite form of animation. I hate there's a lot of good animated shows in terms of like content, but I can't get past the shitty animation, or what I consider shitty animation, which I get like kids who are watching it probably don't think that, but
they're all dumb.
Yeah. But my first initial like cartoon that I absolutely love was the animated series. One of the best animation styles I think you could do. It's all realistic ish, but you know, still cartoony to the point where you can get away with like, you know, Batman's eyes are just white and they squint, which doesn't make any sense, but it's
always done in the comic book too that way. So.
Yeah, but it gives so much, like, you can communicate like emotion. His emotions like that, because Batman, it's not gonna like voice it all the time. So when the eyes get really small and like pissed off looking, you're like, he's about to punch Bane in the dick. And then
don't remember that being a move he used. But maybe I didn't watch it enough.
The main dick
punch. It's in the deleted scenes.
I got the DVD extras.
Oh, gotcha.
So one of the extras is just 45 minutes
bad
of
dick
Batman,
punch.
Batman dick punching punch. People in the dick.
Pow.
And like punching everybody in the dick too. Like there's a good 4 minutes of him just punching Alfred right in the cock. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
it's everybody. Sense. Batman goes crazy.
Batman gone wild.
Yeah. Batman gone vicious.
But yeah, the art style was fantastic. It's so dark and gritty, but not like dark to the point where you start losing like detail to stuff, which some shows can do that when they try to go too dark and you just kind of don't see what's happening. And the storytelling. I mean, that I'm a comic book fan now. Back then, I didn't really have access. Nobody in my family read comic books, so it was never really something I was exposed to.
Bunch of losers.
But that's kind of my first intro into comic books, really, is because each episode was like a couple issue arc of a storyline, which makes sense because Paul Dini went on to write a bunch of stuff. You know, the writers that were on there, a lot of them wrote comics too. So. I kind of like that style where there's overarching themes to the seasons, but you could watch any episode and it was concluded in that episode. It was pretty fun. The action in it was awesome. They always made sure Batman had a good, legit action sequence in it. So all that stuff equals up. It's one of the only, like, I'll still watch some of the cartoons that I like from back in the day, but Batman the Animated Series is the only one that I can go back, throw in any episode, and watch it and enjoy it. So, you guys have any thoughts on it?
Well, like you said, when you go back to the art style of it, I want to mention that it was very noir.
Yeah,
and that's one thing I really, you know, that was the art direction of that was just fit so well, and it wasn't so modern. Either, you know, there were cars from like the 19. It had a very its own very Gotham-esque.
It was kind of timeless too.
Yeah,
you know, like so you can even tell from the opening, like it had blimps floating around the city, like right. Watch blimps, which was cool. But like that's not really a thing that happens.
That was never
and the
really
cars, you're right. The cars looked very like 1920-ish. You know, the gangsters in it with the nice suits and the big hats and stuff like that. But they never really. Like I don't think they ever really allude to what like year it is or anything like that or what time frame they're in, because they have
no Yeah, same so as the comic book. It never gives you a year.
Yeah.
It says, you know, just like 5 summers ago. It's like.
Yeah. And then when they add the flashbacks and stuff like that, it's just him younger. So there's nothing really to give you an idea of what time frame it is. It does a good job of, I think because of that, it kind of makes its own universe where this current, you know, and then futuristic ideals like his gadgets and his stuff kind of meshes real seamlessly with, like, why are there 1920s old school gangsters and why are there, like, jazz bars and stuff that he goes to and is, like, undercover and stuff. That it seams it together really well.
Yeah.
Creates a timeless environment.
Yeah.
Which I think that's why it probably holds up so well. It's because you can't look at it and be like, God damn, that's so 80s, you know, or God, that's so early 90s because people were wearing baggy vests and jeans with holes in the knees.
It didn't treat its audience as idiots either, which I thoroughly enjoy. Because some of the other shows, like even the one I'm going to get to is G.I. Joe, I love it, but it doesn't really treat the audience as intelligent.
That is strict for kids, man. Like, yeah.
And in Batman the Animated Series, there was nothing there. I mean, there was more adult themes to it, but there was also, you know, everything was just, I don't know, like one the thing that I can think of the most that I can complain about in other TV shows is, like, I also really enjoyed Spider-Man, the cartoon series back in the 90s. But if you go back and watch it, they reuse scenes from other shows just so they can cut costs and stuff like that, obviously, in the animation. But the animated series, Batman, I can't think of one episode where they
did
that.
And I'm sure they, like, did it, kind of,
but it was so much more
well
done.
Their storytelling, I think. Yeah, it was so much better where you kind of lost yourself in that story. Yeah, I really liked the Spider-Man series, too, but that one did. It was definitely, it doesn't hold up as well for me as an adult now, or air quotes adult. It's not really. but it doesn't hold up as well for me because it's like, I understand why I liked it and it's still fun to watch a little bit of it, but I can't just sit there and watch it whenever I want to.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite episode that sticks out?
Actually the one where, and I can't remember the name of it. It was like, Grey Ghost. That's what it was. It was the one
with Adam West.
Yeah. With Adam West. That's the one episode that sticks out to me as one of my favorites, because you kind of find out where Bruce Wayne used to watch TV and where he kind of got the idea of Batman from.
It's such a clever idea too, because the Grey Ghost is a very Zorro-ish, which in a lot of the comics was the ideal behind it too.
Yeah.
Character, and it was voiced by Adam West, which
was
awesome, just
awesome
because he was Batman. So it was kind of like this Batman
passing
inspired
down the mantle.
This Batman.
Yeah.
That episode is, I actually watched that recently. It was on TV and I caught the last half of it. That one was a pretty clever episode too, because the whole story arc for it was the actor who played Grey Ghost came back and actually helped Batman in their real life. I was like, oh man, that's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you got a favorite?
There's a lot. I mean,
there's so many good ones.
Yeah, it's like
the ones everybody talks about all the time is always,
like,
the Heart of Ice.
Yeah, Heart of Ice, the one with Batgirl. Where, like,
Scarecrow.
Yeah, she dies. Spoiler. Like, that was, like, super dope, I think, was, like, that. Because it was crazy, because, like, you didn't, like, they completely left you in the dark thinking it was, like, she was dead, like, which is crazy, because she died right in front of her father, which is super fucked up for a kid show, first off.
Yeah.
But I remember Paul Dini, or was it Paul Dini that said it? Or was it Bruce Timm that said it? Like, they almost didn't get that episode made because they didn't think, like, it would be too traumatizing for kids to see a hero, like, but also someone who's, like, considered a child in that world still, because she was a kid, and in all aspects of her age and everything, being, like, killed by an adult like that, but also being, you know, her father seeing it, which is super fucking crazy. But that episode just, like, super, like, nuts, because you're like, holy shit, like, they killed Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gordon.
And then Gordon's
that episode's fucking brilliant.
And hunts him down.
Gordon's chasing him down. And what's weird, I remember watching that for the first time because it was such a good episode. And it wasn't in the original run. It was just the first time that I got to see it. It was like a Thursday afternoon after school. You're like, holy shit, she's dead. And then Gordon is chasing Batman, but not yelling Batman. He's yelling Bruce. And you're like, how the fuck does he know it's Bruce? And you're just sitting there. You're like, oh my God, what's happening? It was, that's how it opened, man, was with a chase and gunfire and shit. I was like,
yeah, because it does a Quentin Tarantino kind of storytelling where it starts with where he's chasing after Bruce. And they're shooting at Batman, warning shots. These motherfuckers are shooting at Batman. Like, they're shooting to kill. And they're in the Batcave. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And then Batman's like, you know, like telling, yelling at Robin and Nightwing to run. Like, hey, like, get out of here, you know? It's like, what the hell's going on? Like, what did I miss something? Like, is like Fox pulling a Fox and pulling the play and is that
this
order
is part
somehow?
Two
like,
of something?
Yeah, and then like it jumps to like them in a cave, like on like the shore of like the water. And he's like, and they're like, what happened? And then like he goes, and he's about to say, and he says it, and it jumps to like 23 hours later or earlier or something like that. And it shows the part where all of like him and Batgirl are and Robin, I think at the time, we're going after Scarecrow, and Batman's like, hey, don't go after him. And she takes off anyways, because I think she's out of earshot of him or whatever. And then that's when you see it happen, and you're like, what the fuck? And then you get to the end, obviously, spoiler alert, it's a dream. It's a fever dream because of the fear toxin that Scarecrow uses. Mm-hmm. So that one's awesome.
And I remember, looking up info about that information, people were like, oh, it's such a cop-out, the dream thing. I'm like, you can't really do it any other way for a kid's show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, it plays the fact, you didn't, if you say, oh, it's a cop-out, but you didn't know it was.
No.
Like, they completely tricked you until the very end when she wakes up in the Batcave. Being brought out of it, I was like,
it's
goddamn genius.
It's like if you're a comic book fan, it's like a badass one shot. You know, it doesn't really exist in any universe. It's just a cool story.
Yeah, it's not like a fucking General Hospital thing where it's just a fucking autism boy's dream. It's a really old show. Mike doesn't remember. So it's not stupid like that. It's just if it's so clever because if you go back and look at it, the reason Gordon's calling him Bruce is because in her mind. She knows Bruce is Batman, but at this point in time, well, we like to believe that Commissioner Gordon doesn't know, but he knows. But it's crazy because he knows who he is, he's like, we're taking him down, and they go to the Wayne Manor, and they go after Batman. Like, they don't break into the Batcave, they break in through the house. They're chasing him down the staircase, you know, the winding weird staircase that built into the rock. That's hardcore, so yeah. That is one of my favorite episodes, but I'm trying to think of the name of the other one. I want to say it's called Stitches. That's the one with the puppet master.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one. The one where you kind of get his backstory in a way, even though you find out it's a lie at the end, and it's just a fucking weird, mental issue that that guy has, Scarface, has. So you're like, wow, he's really fucking insane, Scarface was a human. No, he wasn't. He's always been a puppet, you psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like that one a lot, too. And then anything with the Joker, because their version of the Joker is, one of the best ever.
Mark Hamill, voice acting of the Joker. I still think, it's hard to compare, but it's my favorite version of the Joker. Anyway, even though Heath Ledger completely killed it, if you told me, I could only watch Heath Ledger's performance, or I get to listen to all of Mark Hamill's performances, I'm gonna
Mark Hamill's. Yeah.
My favorite Mark Hamill part, I can't remember the episode of it, but it was it was the Joker giving the eulogy at Batman's funeral, which was another weird opening for it. Because all these people are gathered there to mourn the death of Batman, and Joker is giving a eulogy. And that speech that he gives is so brilliant because he weaves in and out of being sad and downtrodden about it, to really pissed off that he wasn't the one that killed him, to joking around again and then jumping back. He just weaves in and out of it so well. It's one of the best performances ever.
Ever.
Yep. All right.
Joe.
Enough of that.
Your first one, what is it? What could it possibly be?
Well, like I said, BGI.
I know, I was just kidding.
Cuz your name?
No.
That Joe is directly named after G.I. Joe.
Yes, that's
are
not
you?
True.
Are you named after Bruce Willis?
Ugh, I hate you so much.
Because he played G.I. Joe.
He played a bastardized version of G.I. Joe. Anyways,
your
go ahead, Joe.
Bastardized version of G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I would be a better one.
Really, there's no other reason than the fact that I absolutely loved this show when I was a kid. Going back and watching it now, it's pretty awful. It is. I mean, you watch the giant gunfights that happen, you realize that nobody ever gets hurt in them, unless one of the G.I. Joes happened to hit like the mechanical
bots,
or robots. Bats. Yeah, bats. That's what they were called. It was obviously a show just to sell toys, and that's what I did. I bought toys,
and it worked.
they were
masters at their craft back in the day.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, Transformers, even the Turtles cartoon. Like, that was just a giant vehicle for toys. Because, eventually you can see they ran out of ideas because, the weirdest toys would come out. Like, especially Turtles. Like, you have the... I never remember the name. It's, the mutated one that has, the manhole cover as one of his feet.
It has banana peel
on him, It's, that shit. But, in G.I. Joe, they don't do what Star Wars does, where it's, the one character in his regular outfit, and then it's, like Luke Skywalker in his Tatooine outfit, and Luke Skywalker in his Stormtrooper outfit, and Luke Skywalker in his Jedi outfit, and then him in his X-Wing outfit. They did that sort of thing. But later, in the 2000s and stuff, they released the really awful versions of G.I. Joe. They did the ones in the late 90s, early 2000s, the toy runs, where it was hey, here's your dude with a giant missile pack, or here's
it's
him
just
an
the
Arctic,
weird accessories.
Yeah? They did it with Batman and stuff like that. Yeah, but
I remember to go on the Batman one. I remember after the Dark Knight came out, I was walking past the toy section of the store, and I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" And I see it on an end cap, and it's Dark Knight toys, but it's Batman, and there's five different forms of Batman. It's snowsuit Batman and underwater Batman. I'm like, none of this shit was in the movie.
I was like, the first movie had a little bit of snow in it, but it wasn't Batman at that point. And then the second movie had no snow in it. And he had one outfit. Well, two really, technically, because he had the first one and they went to the second one. But I was like, yeah, toys, they've always bastardized the toys. And they're awful nowadays because they don't fucking do shit.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, it wasn't really something that... it was obviously played towards kids. It wasn't something that really treated its audience as very intelligent. And, it didn't really need to, because that's all it was just trying to sell toys. Although I will say, towards the end of the show, they did start getting a bit more serious. And I do remember the final movie, the Battle of Cobra Law, was...
It wasn't the final movie. It was It was the movie that ended the
series.
Season or Generation 1, because Generation 2 is the one where they changed Cobra Commander's face to be more armor to be more robotic. Did you ever see Series 2?
Series 2 is
the same one, but it's that's the one where they brought in we talked about it once before on the show, where they did the ones where they had the different factions of G.I. Joes. They had the ones that were in the desert. They did the ones that had all these different specialized groups of G.I. Joe, but Cobra was made up of Cobra Law and Cobra, and there was two ones. One was run by Cobra Commander, and the other one was run by Serpentor. And so they kept it going into the series two. It wasn't nearly as good because it was even more of a push for toys, but it was a little more serious toward the end, the movie was. Because the movie's still one of my favorite things they ever made.
Yes, it was.
If I'm ever a billionaire, I'm making that movie live action. It's just going to fucking happen. Straight up. The exact same fucking plots, everything. I'm not going to change a goddamn thing.
Because that would be... the movie is one of the first times that I can also think of that they actually killed characters.
Yes.
As well. And I remember collecting the baseball card set from G.I. Joe. And at the end there, they listed all... They had, I want to say there was, 10 cards or so that listed all the G.I. Joes that had died.
Yep.
And most of them were all... or all of them, I think, were pretty much during the attack on Cobra Law.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that the reboot that they attempt... Not the actual reboot that they did do, G.I. Joe Retaliation... Was it Retaliation? Revengeance. Because remember that they did the movie or the little like miniseries that showed that was just awesome, where it was they were, you know, killing people left and right, and it was just like an one shot,
an animated one,
and yeah, it was an animated Resolute. One. Resolute,
yeah,
yeah. Warren Ellis. Okay, wrote so it. That was awesome.
Was it Warren Ellis?
Was it Warren Ellis that wrote that?
Look, I'll look it up. Keep talking.
But that was awesome, and that's if they would have brought it back, being that, I think I would have started watching G.I. Joe again. But instead, that they
yeah Warren Ellis,
they brought in the G.I. Joe Retaliation,
ugh.
Which was just. Teeny, like a weird, like a
like they're young.
You're young, and yeah, why do you need to awful. Do that? They're not very experienced. Blah blah. It seems really stupid, and I don't even think it's still on air anymore. Actually, it
might be reruns. Yeah, G.I. Joe Resolute was like essentially it was a for Adult Swim.
Yeah,
they released it on DVD and Blu-ray too. I have it somewhere in this house. But like they like in that one like that short 60-minute movie. They gave you, like, so much. They killed Mindbender.
Mm-hmm.
The pit was a giant fortress aircraft carrier thing. It was super fucking dope. Cobra Commander had basically, like, hydrated the shit out of Cobra where they hit him in plain sight. And he was this, like, motivational speaker in a way. Like, and then he, like, but you didn't know it. But then when you find out, like, it like the hologram goes away and you see Cobra Commander, you're like, holy shit, like it's like this huge army and stuff, and like Destro was super sick. It was bad. If you get a chance, if anyone wants to watch an amazing what should have been made into an actual live action movie, G.I. Joe Resolute was amazing. It was just fantastically made, well written. People died like crazy in that in that movie, or whatever you want to call it,
little mini
60 minute one shot movie thingy majigger. So yeah, it was. I mean, I loved that one. Like, I always tell people, like, "Oh, you like G.I. Joe? Have you seen G.I. Joe Resolute? No, fuck you. You're dumb. Watch it." Because like,
and that's why Cody doesn't make new friends.
Nope. I make new friends all the time. They're just no one else sees them. But the thing is, like, that's what I always equate it to is like Warren Ellis, obviously older than all of us, and so he was an adult when those came out, like in the 80s. Considered an adult at that time in the 80s. He's probably 20 something at that time. But like he obviously had a love for it in a way, but also like realized like he could write something that was not going to be pandering to it, mm-hmm. but actually pay homage to it and bring it to not even a modern audience, but also like the people who did grow up to it with it to like what they would like now. You know what I mean? It was violent, but not in a way where, like, you know, heads are popping off.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It wasn't overly
like
violent.
Yeah, but it was like enough to be like, oh, this is definitely for adults who used to love G.I. Joe. And it's like a, you know, like one of those things is like when someone says, oh, I love this so much, what Hollywood does, I want to love this so much, I want to bring it to an audience, and they just bastardize the shit out of it. He didn't. He made it, he kept it the way it should have been. That's why it'll never be a movie because, well.
That's why I say, you know, for me, it keeps coming back to the fact that it actually treated its audience as intelligent. Yeah.
Like it should.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So who's your favorite G.I. Joe? Not toy, but from the cartoon.
As a kid, oddly enough, I always had a thing for Lifeline.
Weird.
Yeah. Or
was he Canadian?
I don't think so. He's just a medic as far as I know.
Yeah, he was bomb, though.
always
wore white though, even after Labor Day. Super weird.
Except for the times he wore red.
He did wear, yeah, wear, yeah, wear red with the white.
Yeah,
like
that was white and red. Yeah. Trying to think of any other ones. Duke and Dusty.
Yeah. Oh, Dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duke's brother, right?
I don't remember.
Little brother?
It's been a while.
I remember. I know there's like Falcon and stuff. Mike, what is your who's your favorite G.I. Joe?
Snake Eyes.
Yeah, Snake Eyes. Yeah.
It's usually the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but obvious because he was that badass.
That's true.
Like it was lips. Clear, like, because I haven't watched that series, I don't have the knowledge like you would on it, but I have seen a lot of it. And it was clear that, like, the Snake Eyes character was the one character that, like, let's let him push the envelope just a little bit in terms of the violence and stuff. And, like, he's just going to actually be really badass all the time.
But, yeah. Yours, Cody?
Shipwreck, because he made me laugh.
Shipwreck was pretty funny. Yeah.
And Roadblock.
Yeah.
Roadblock used to have a thing where he had like baked cookies.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah. And he always talks and rhymes.
Yeah.
Because it's some of his best in the actual movie.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And he had that raspy voice, like, made me laugh. Favorite Cobra?
I don't think I've really ever really had a favorite Cobra.
No, really?
No.
Storm Shadow or...
Storm Shadow is just for the fact of the battles with Snake Eyes, but...
Yeah.
Which, in the G.I. Joe Resolute, were one of the best because they show why Snake Eyes doesn't... Snake Eyes doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Because... He got his tongue cut out by Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Ew.
Trying to save their master. Gnarly.
Yeah.
Spoilers. I'm really bad at putting that behind
you really
the spoilers.
Are. Yeah.
Like yesterday at work, I'm just spouting shit off. I'm awful at it. Cody Spoiler Sullivan. What'd you call me? The human spoiler?
I don't remember.
Something like that?
I call you really a lot of things.
Asshole, dick face.
Yeah.
Fat Jesus.
No.
Oh, no, it's Merlin.
Yeah.
So anything else on G.I. Joe?
No.
G.I. Joe, American Hero.
What's yours?
Going to sing the song, apparently.
Nope, we're not.
First one I'm going to bring up is one of my favorite, mine and my brother's favorite, when we were growing up, called Centurions. I think I've talked about it a little bit before about toys, when we were talking about toys one point on the show. So if you've ever watched it, which most people have, it only lasted 2 seasons, but it did 65 episodes. Like most good cartoons back in the day, just had a shit ton of episodes. Per season, like fucking Transformers is like 1,000 goddamn episodes, and it's only like 5 seasons long. It's not that many episodes, but it was cool because like if you go back and watch it now, it's just like anything. It's pretty awful, but it was a show to make toys, and the toys were fucking bomb. They were larger than G.I. Joe's. Look, Joe, looking up. If you look, it's on that list that you're looking at.
No, it's not on that list that I'm looking at.
It was in '86. Is when it started. So it should be on that list. I don't know what list you're looking at, but I think it had a bunch of stuff on there. Centurion, spelled just like the, you know, warriors. Centurions. If you look at images, look at the toys. They're super cool. So the whole premise is these three. It's made up of three dudes and this chick that's in a satellite that helps them, and they have different ability, like different skill sets. There's a dude that is based in water. There's a dude based on earth, and there's a dude based in sky, like in the air, and they have like the most blatantly retarded names for their skill sets, like real names. Like the guy who's a C is Max Ray, so like gotcha. You know, C Ray, man, you know, like you know, Jake Rockwell, yeah, you know, and then Ace McCloud, like it's the worst name, so yeah, that's them there.
That one's pretty bad.
Yeah, so they're cool because they have these exosuits, and what the exosuits do in the show as well as in the toys. Is they would have different utility suits that would attach to them. So like, the guy on the ground had one of my favorites, which was a motorcycle. And what it'd do is it would attach to his exosuit and would have like a gun turret. And he could stand up if he wanted to. He could flip the wheels back and like upright, but then he could fold it down to go faster and like real fast like that. And then they did like the sky one had like he had a space one he could do where he had a helmet that would go on that would cover like give him oxygen, and he'd have a jet like a rocket pack, and then he had one that was for the basic sky, and the water guy had the same thing like submarine. And the toys are super awesome because they would just pop on, but you can make these huge like armor sets for them because you could combine all of them into one, because like the guns and stuff would mount on top of each other. So we used to do like try to find the biggest combination that you could have on one guy, and like it'd be guns on top of cannons, on top of missiles, and on top of guns. It was ridiculous.
Nice. And he just tips over.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to like get his feet set right, because if you don't have like, then we figure out you could use the motorcycle wheels to brace him up, and just like have like the rocket pack with like the submarine thing on it, like just like this guy could go everywhere but be slow as fuck. Like it was cool. Like the toys were super awesome, but the show was cool. But I was like, it's kind of like in that vein of Planeteers, like Captain Planet, where it's like it had that moral thing where like there was the extreme bad and the extreme good, you know, and they were always the extreme good. So like that was kind of cool, but like also blatantly obvious as you got as older. But it was one of those shows where they tried to teach you morals through it, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, I know. Like G.I. Joe always had the thing at the end of the episodes, like
the PSA now.
Yeah, PSA. Yeah. They just built that into most of those shows, you know, like, hey, don't be bad.
Don't murder people.
Yeah, you know, like, don't pollute. Don't think like this, you know, like, so it was like
give a hoot.
Yeah, give a hoot, don't pollute. So like that kind of stuff. But it was super awesome. Like it was super. It was always action based. But just like any of those shows, like every single episode is a capitalized story and everything. So like you never had conjoining. You had an overall plot, obviously, because you had the main bad guys, which at when I was young were terrifying because they were half a body and the other half would be attachments like the good guys had. So only half their bodies were like were the exosuit where they could shine, and they would like have buzzsaw hands and like cannon arms and shit like that. It was crazy. I was like, oh, and like so they had like there's one if you pull up you can see him, but like I just remember like the henchman guy was like kind of like a mix between Rocksteady and Bebop in a way. Like super dumb in a, yeah, like but like and it was always bumbling around, like always had like the good guys on the verge of getting them and then like would stumble somehow or do something or big cop monologuing as most bad guys do.
Yeah.
But then the main bad guy, if you I have it right here somewhere, like half his head was exposed. Like you could see like his brain and stuff.
Nice.
And it was like it always like I was like, oh, like right the blue and yeah. So you'll see yeah. Joe's pulling him up right now. Yeah, like right there. See, like, and so like that piece would like that piece with the electronic eye would come off, and like you could see like into his head. I was like, oh, it's fucking terrifying.
Nice,
but like, look how scary they look, dude. Like, they're terrifying. Super
fucked up.
Yeah, it's like, and then like the good guys obviously were handsome, look like different versions of John Hamm, just with like different colored hair. Well, one looked like Tom Selleck, the guy from Max Ray looked like Tom Selleck. Dark hair and mustache and things like that.
Yeah, he does actually.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
see, nah, it's Quigley.
Yeah,
it's Quigley.
Quigley down underwater.
So
I did there. Yeah, so I love that show. My brother and I used to watch the shit out of it. It was awesome. But
I don't remember it at all.
A lot of people don't. Like
I probably watched it as a kid. I do remember looking at the toys, like seeing these things in the toy aisle.
And they're cool because, like I said, they're bigger than G.I. Joe's ever were because I think they were 9-inch toys, like the figures were 9 inches,
mm-hmm.
but they were fully articulate. Like the wrists moved, but because they had a ball joint, you couldn't twist the wrist all the way around, but they like would move around. So you could
they were more articulate than G.I.
Yeah, the
Joe's.
Heads would turn, things like that. Like even the feet had like ankles and stuff. Yeah. And the like, I don't think I only owned one of the bad guys. I think because we did have all three of the good guys, and it was like weird because like the toys, I don't know if they sold very well because I don't remember there being multiple sets. Like you bought them and they came with a shit ton of accessories. Like you bought like when you bought the Sky Guy, he came with like the space one and the regular just air one. And then later on, they sold little packs, but like I don't remember them being a lot. Oh, there's the tank one.
Right here?
Yeah, right there. That one's all super dope. Yeah, dude. The ground one was cool, but I was always down for the water one. And Dustin was Dustin was the Sky one. He was definitely Ace McCloud. That was like his favorite. So we had all three just because.
That's my favorite name now.
Ace McCloud. Yeah. Because he's Ace Pilot and McCloud because.
In the clouds.
And he was blonde. Blue eyes. It's pretty funny. Yeah, so that was mine. My first one. Michael?
Yeah.
Next?
I don't know. It's hard to narrow it down, so I'm just going to spit out a couple that I really liked.
Go. Five quick. Go. 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 Go.
Can you stop? Can you stop so I can go?
No, go.
Okay.
Go. Mike.
Well, some of the other ones that really stick out, the X-Men cartoon shows from the 90s, Bobby's World,
yeah.
Obviously Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What?
Animaniacs. And I really did love Life with Louie.
I used to watch it.
Yeah, that was such a fantastic show. But I don't know. I think Bobby's World was probably, as a kid, one of my favorites. I think it was Bobby's World and then Life with Louie back to back for a while.
It was. Yeah.
So that was a good hour right there after school. But yeah, I had a couple. There's so many good ones. It's just like animated series so far and away, like number one. But all the other ones are ones that like I always like to go back and watch them every now and then. But the watchability is not great anymore. Like they don't hold up as well as they did.
Animaniacs had like
Animaniacs did it pretty well.
It holds up, but they had so many references to stuff in those like early 90s.
Like, yeah, it was it was so current event.
Yeah, like
driven, dude. Like
so ridiculous. Like, I remember so there's ridiculous.
One thing I remember vividly is there's like 5 Montel Williams jokes.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I remember those vividly. I'm like Montel Williams, which at the time
was a thing.
Was like the one of the bigger daytime TV shows. But it's like now if I try to show a 12-year-old Animaniacs and then make a couple Montel Williams jokes, they're not gonna get it like at all.
They probably won't even get Animaniacs. Like, well, this stuff's weird.
Like, why are they in that tower?
What are they? Are they dogs? Are they?
Yeah, right.
What kind of creatures are they?
But yeah, there's a bunch that I love. The one, actually, you know what? Thinking about the one that probably has that holds up the best for me that I still love watching, but it's kind of hard to track down the whole series is Gargoyles. Loved Gargoyles.
Yep. Yeah, Disney's Gargoyles.
Yeah, it was so good.
Now, did you, because I've seen all of the original run, did you ever see any of the stuff afterwards, the Goliath Chronicles?
No, I was only it, like, the cartoon original.
It disappeared, like, off TV.
Yeah. Didn't it? It was super weird, too.
Because I remember actually really enjoying that one as well. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
You know what? That I think that holds up the best, trying to rewatch it as an adult. Gargoyles holds up really, really well. And you know what's weird is, like, one of the things that holds up, I think, the best, and probably because it's just all slapstick, is any Looney Tunes stuff, man.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes stuff just is every timeless. Once in a while, like, it's
nice to watch.
It's good to sit down and catch some of it. And then remember they did what was the name of the kids one that they did? Tiny Toons.
Yeah,
Tiny Toons
Adventures.
Fun too. But if I had to list, like, easiest watchability now out of all the ones that I love, the top three would be Gargoyles, Ninja Turtles, probably Looney Tunes.
Fair enough.
Gargoyles, dope though. Makes me want to go watch Gargoyles now. I'll wrap this up.
Wrap
this up. What about you? What are some of your old favorites?
So to really just wrap things up, I guess, I think animated series would be my favorite of all time. I could go back and watch it, even though I haven't. You know, if I had the opportunity, if it was on TV, I'd sit there and I'd watch it. One that I'm surprised hasn't been mentioned yet is The Real Ghostbusters.
I was never a big fan of the cartoon.
You were not a fan of the cartoon?
Nope.
I loved it. It was funny.
I remember watching it, but I can't really tell you anything about it.
It's the because I had such a big love for the movies, and they changed the characters so much in the cartoon. Like, it just didn't feel the same to me. Like,
Cody is a Ghostbusters purist.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. Like, I mean, seeing it again in theaters a couple weeks ago was fucking goddamn
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. But, like, I just remember the cartoon, like, I didn't like it because the characters weren't, I mean, obviously they couldn't do what they were in the movies because, like, that was pushing the line of being very adultish, you know, with, like, the rape ghost and Peter Venkman trying to fuck anything with a pulse, that kind of thing. And they couldn't do that in the cartoon, obviously. But, like, they changed the essence of them so much. Like, Spengler wasn't Spengler. Like, Egon wasn't the way Egon was in the movies. Like, he wasn't that, like, awkwardly, overly smart. Like he was in the movies in a way. So, like, I just didn't really enjoy it that much.
Maybe I just remember it differently because I thought that the characters were pretty,
well,
Cody's fairly close.
Pretty much a cynical asshole too, though.
This
so
is true.
It's
what?
Because I don't remember the characters being that different. I mean, like you said, obviously there are things that they couldn't do in the series that they did in the show, but or in the movie. But I didn't think he was too far off. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But then, like, yeah, you said, Mike, X-Men, Animaniacs, Gargoyles, all those shows I absolutely love, and Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is Darkwing Duck. There's so many to sit there and
Tailspin was bomb.
And mention Beetlejuice.
The Beetlejuice cartoon was so ridiculous.
Wasn't it?
You remember?
They lived in, like, that weird, crazy world, and, like, they were married, and, like, His neighbor was, like, if you opened one door, it would go to sandworms. Like, it was so fucking weird, dude. Like, and then one door led to her parents' house. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Anyway, so sorry, Mike, you were saying, I didn't mean to interrupt fun.
You. Oh, no, but when you brought up the Ghostbusters one, and then I instantly thought of, like, movie ones that they made, and I instantly thought, you remember The Mask and the Ace Ventura cartoons?
Yeah.
Those were rough. Those I were remember rough. even as a kid watching, like, The Mask cartoon, I was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know what they're trying to do here.
Mask was one of my favorites, but it was a weird fucking show.
Yeah. Remember the bad guys were, like,
the exact same technology? It's like...
Well, no, not like the bad guys, but they're like the bad guys that kept reappearing on the original episode. I remember this vividly. It was like a jock and his like nerdy little friend.
Yeah.
And they got transformed somehow. I can't remember what the jock got transformed into, but it was something cool, big and powerful, but he was just dumb, you know? And the nerdy little friend got transferred into like a fish. Like just this, like a foot long, like fish that just kind of moved along next to him and talked. I was like, "So these are your bad guys?"
This fucking... It was a comic relief. The bad guy was the crazy Russian guy.
Yeah,
but it's like that show made no sense because like they literally had the exact same technology. It's like if you have the exact same technology, you should know the weaknesses. You should be able to shut them down. You know what I mean? Like, it should be null and void.
Yeah, I remember that the big deal was the Mask and Ace Ventura crossover episode, like early in season two, because they both got I think two seasons out of it, but they were running back to back, and then they had like I remember they advertised it like crazy for months. They were building this up, and like they were just kind of on screen together for a little bit. Like that's nothing really happened.
Yeah, so that's my list. I mean.
I got a bunch.
I'm sure you do.
Bang them out. Bang them out.
Yeah, so we got Battletoads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to actually talk about those?
Battletoads is awesome.
Okay.
Because it was made by the same people who made Street Sharks.
All right.
Remember Street Sharks?
I do remember Street Sharks.
You had Earthworm Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Bucky O'Hare.
I always thought of Earthworm Jim more as a video game, though. Like, it always resonated. I
always thought of those first two as more of a video game, Battletoads and...
Battletoads?
Because they were cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah? No. They were awesome cartoons. They were super adult. Bucky O'Hare? Remember Bucky O'Hare?
Nope.
It was a BBC cartoon. It was awesome.
Yeah, I do remember him. Yeah.
Essentially just Star Fox with...
It's a green rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, he had all these different like furry friends that fought with him. I mean, there was a bunch of crazy, weird cartoons when I was growing up that were super awesome. I mean, Mike was alive for some of these, but not very alive. Bucky O'Hare was in the 90s, 91 to 93 or something like that. Battletoads was super awesome because like it had like a huge voice cast, but it was just as nuts as the video game was. So like it was just as outlandish and weird. Like they rode the little sky bike things and had the weird weapons where their hands would turn into the fucking like hammers and shit and like hit people. It was so fucking weird. Like that show was so bizarre. Street Sharks was like a goddamn Turtles ripoff. It was awesome.
I do like Street Sharks. I remember I have fond memories of Street Sharks.
Well, Street Sharks was, do you know why it was made, right? It was direct competition. A company was the rival. They made it to rival Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, that's what it was for. Like, they made that show to be like, hey, mutated turtle people are fun. How about we mutate humans into sharks?
Yeah.
And then we can make them athletes.
They should make a movie, a Street Sharks movie.
People would get upset because they tear up the environment, the city. It's like... They're giant fucking sharks.
This has just popped into my head, but what was the cartoon where like it was like a hockey team that was also like
that was the Ducks, the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks? Was that it? Yeah, they're like
they're from space
yeah. heroes, they're but they're a hockey team too.
Yeah,
because well, hockey joke. Was big on their planet, if yep. I recall right.
Is they say Planet Canada.
Yeah,
Planet Canada.
Because it sounded like the theme. Sorry, we're not getting Joe all teary-eyed for his homelands. There's another one. I was trying to find it. I don't like remember the name of the show, but like it was all about these dude. Both good guys and the bad guys. Like, remember the show Dino Riders?
Vaguely, but yeah.
So it was like this. They crashed on this planet where like dinosaurs still existed, and they made friends with them, but then they outfitted them with like armor and shit. Do you remember
I think I remember the toy line for it.
Yeah, like the toy line was huge because you could buy the like the they had like Brontosaurus. They had like the fort that went
giant,
on it. Like,
yeah,
like the thing would fold out, and the bad guys were like always like the T Rex and the Raptors and stuff, and then the good guys were always like the more of the herbivores, you know, so like the rhino, like Triceratops and Stegosaurus and things like that. But they would fight. It was crazy. But they had another show with maybe the same people. I can't remember the name of it, but it was. They use these backpacks that had like hook and lines on them.
Skyhawks was that one.
No, Skyhawks was the other one. It was one they had like they weren't like jetpacks. They were like
they zip line from one place.
Was it Skyhawks?
I'm pretty sure it might have been Skyhawks.
God damn it! I was trying to remember the entire time.
Or Silver? No, because
Silverhawks was the one where
Silverhawks was the one that they were in space. Yeah, I do want to say it is Skyhawks. Because I do remember it was another one that TV series. I don't even remember how long it lasted.
It was really short.
It was like really short, but I do remember the toys. You would like anchor them to the wall.
Yeah, and
they have little zip lines, and you'd zip line.
Yeah, and then like some of the backpacks would pull out to be a thing that you could like actually shoot, like go up it and stuff. They were super fucking awesome. Find it,
but there were a lot of.
Crazy.
I mean, like, I'm looking at like a list of 190, you know, 90s cartoon series, and there are really a lot of them on here that I really enjoyed. But there are some really obscure ones on here that I like remember, like Skyhawks. I'm pretty sure it's Skyhawks, so I'm going to keep calling it Skyhawks.
No, Skyhawks was the plane people. That's a different one.
Was it the plane people?
Yeah, it was the ones that had like all these different jets.
Maybe it was like Skyhook or something like that.
God, Skyhook.
Swish.
Come on, Kareem.
Kareem.
Do you have to yell Kareem when you do that? Or can you just yell Skyhook?
You yell Kareem.
Kareem!
Do you remember Denver the Last Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many ridiculous cartoons when we were growing up, man.
It was fun. I love it.
Silverhawks was ridiculous. If you ever watched Silverhawks, that show was fucking insane. Like, they had that weird one that didn't really talk. Ugh. So fucking weird, dude.
It's another one. I remember watching it. I just don't remember...
I don't have any fucking clue what you guys are talking about.
That's not good.
Yeah. Cody.
Because Mike is dumb. I don't know.
Cody.
Damn it.
You want to get on one that we could fill audio space up with? Like
Dino Riders. Was that the name of the one?
How about you talk then?
Was that the name of the one?
Dino Riders. One, yeah.
Yeah, it was the one. I finally found it on here.
Yeah, Dino Riders is
Yeah,
bomb.
We got it, guys. Good job. Half eyes all
Let's
around.
Wrap this up.
Well, that's not the one I was talking about. The Dino Riders is one
of
them.
No, Dino Riders was the other one with the dinosaurs and they ride them.
Good job, Joe.
You should be a pitch man for creative people.
I should be a pitch man for... Oh, Exo Squad is another one I loved.
Exo Squad was cool.
But again,
yeah.
I loved it mostly because of the toy line. And it was super unsafe toy line. I almost poked my eye out with one of the missiles.
Then you have a sweet eye patch.
I actually want to say that I've said that we've explained this before on one previous podcast that may not have aired yet. So
Or ever
will air. Anyway.
Just bring it up anyways.
So the thing behind Exo Squad is that they were basically military guys, and they had these mech suits that they flew around, fought battles in versus some sort of semi-alien race. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there was the main commander guy had this, his suit had these missiles that fired out of the top of them. So the toy, when you lifted the wings up on it, you lift them up all the way, would fire the missiles. And it was a very hair trigger mechanism, and I remember just like looking at it when I was a kid, and I accidentally pushed the wing up a little bit too far, and the missile shot out and hit me just under the eye, and I was like,
"Nice!"
Oh. I was like, "Oh, don't point guns
at yourself."
Guns are bad.
Always treat things as loaded. Cody?
I fucking found it.
What was it?
Sky Commanders.
Sky Commanders. Okay. Yep. I remember it had Sky.
Oh, that's right.
Because they commanded the sky even though they were on hooks and didn't really fly at all or anything like that.
So Sky Commanders was a very short-lived show.
14 episodes.
I would be surprised if it lasted 14 episodes.
Seven episodes.
That's pretty much what I would feel like it would have lasted. Cody?
Yeah, it's not very long. I'm looking at it. But, like, look at these fucking toys and how ridiculous they were.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, I know.
For you guys.
Visual audio, like, podcast.
Look at these things. Like, yep, they were, that's ridiculous. What I remember.
Yep.
They were so awesome because, like, they did have jets and stuff. But, like, the big thing is, like, they would, everyone had, like, little hooks. They would, like, shoot a wire on and they'd be, like, slide down. But then the thing about it is, they were also jump jet backpacks. So you didn't really need to use a zip line. And it was like super convenient because whoever who made them obviously was making them designed in the show to be toys because the hook would be like in the back. So you'd have to like lean over and shoot. I was like, that's fucking retarded, guys. Like, that's not a good idea at all.
I don't even remember bad guys in that show.
Oh,
either.
There's bad guys. They were always in purple and
gravity.
Blue.
Right. But gravity, I mean, like, you think about that, then you go, like, how would the battles look like? What would they look like?
The bad guy is just a dude with a knife that cuts the line exactly. Every time they shoot it.
So, like, these would be, they would be, like, they have these vehicles, they have these zip lines that would shoot, like, rockets, and they would, like, zip line down them. It's like, literally, cut the fucking wire. That's all you have to do, and they're done nice. For. Yeah, so it was, that was another show. It was fucking ridiculous. And it was, like, the animation style, it's so fucking rough. Like, look at the animation. It was so bad.
Yeah.
That looks bad.
Yeah, it was rough. But I loved those shows when I was little because it was crazy. Because we watched some weird-ass shit. Not like kids nowadays, like fucking Adventures of Gumball and shit like that. It's fucking super weird.
Everything's, like, weird CGI now.
Or, like, a super mix between, like, hand-drawn and CG. Like, Adventures of Gumball, if you've ever seen it, it's on Cartoon Network. It's really funny.
It is, actually.
But, like, they mix real-world materials. Like, there's a one of the characters, and I can't remember the name. It is literally someone's chin with
upside
a face
down.
Paint on, upside
yeah.
down. And all you ever see him do is eating.
Yeah.
It's so, like, so fucking random. It's so bizarre. But, yeah, that's all I got. Oh. Just
nice.
Taking out the computer. Should probably look where I'm throwing stuff.
Yeah,
so
fine.
Anything else on childhood cartoons?
No.
A lot of them are written on drugs, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Cause
all the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right. To wrap this up nicely, if you want to be creative and write a cool cartoon,
do drugs.
Drugs.
Yep. You'll become a thousandaire.
The more you know.
Because that's all you're going to make off it is $1,000. Maybe.
Unless it gets picked up in syndication.
Not nowadays.
Then you can make
it. No, because they'll buy it for you and then, like, just take it from you. So, all right. That's it for this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
in with a whimper.
So, comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
and I'm Cody. We will talk at you later, I guess.
Whimper, 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 whimper.